The Traveler's Journal, December 11th. With tips for traveling alone and loving it. Answer this. Would you take the trip of your dreams if you had to go alone? Plenty of people have qualms about venturing out without a partner. Fear of loneliness, personal safety, and extra expense aside, traveling alone can have advantages, not least of which is the opportunity to do only what you want to do. There is an art to solo travel. One trick is to take conscious pleasure in your solitude. Use the time to get reacquainted with yourself, to solve your own problems, to forget your problems. And don't fret about being alone. It doesn't mean you're odd or unloved, only that you had the urge and opportunity to take a trip that friends or relatives couldn't. Take personal responsibility for having a good time. Instead of moping around your hotel room, get out and fill your empty hours with activity. Sample the local color, visit museums, catch a play, concert, or sporting event. Without throwing caution to the wind, try to be open to chance encounters and meeting new people. Perhaps use public transit instead of a car. When possible, stay in B&Bs instead of a hotel or motel. Dine in restaurants rather than using room service. Bring along good books and keep a journal. Take a city tour. Remember, a long walk is often a good tonic for a restless, lonely traveler. Finally, keep in touch. Call, send email, faxes, or postcards. Shop for gifts for those at home. There are many ways to keep loved ones in your thoughts, even though they may be an ocean away. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.